You are listening a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
9 minutes after 9 Central African Time, you are tuning and listening to The Discussion on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday night, the 21st of Dhul Hijjah 1440, which is also the 22nd of August 2019. As my beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, as you were saying earlier on, that 1441 just around the corner. Isn't it, my beloved, beautiful listeners? Yes, of course. 1441 is definitely indeed around the corner. We've got approximately about 9 days left. 9 days left for the new Islamic year of 1441. And if you sit and think of it, my beloved, beautiful listeners, we are in the month of August, September, October, November, December, 4 months left for 2020. Look at that. 2020, 1441. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nevertheless, let's go back, inshallah, to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, are you back with us? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ustad, I see we have now about 9 questions. So everyone is giving and pouring their heart out for their resolutions. That they have made for the new Islamic year, which is soon to come, inshallah, in 9 days' time. 1441. We are in the year 1440. But before, Ustad, I think you have a question for the listeners, Ustad?
See, Mulana, I do have a question. And whoever gives you the answer, Mulana, inshallah,
we give them a free CD, Volume 7, our first collection, Volume 7, Ustad.
Deal, Mulana. You give them the one, inshallah, Aziz.
Done. G.
I owe you one, so inshallah, you give it to the first listener who gives you that answer.
Right, Ustad, done.
The question, Mulana, as I said, mashallah, it was a hectic discussion, mashallah, for the love of Rasulullah and for Medina. We become emotional, and you must become emotional. This is the love that Allah has put in our hearts for Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. All right, the question is, Mulana, which is the world's smallest handcuff?
Wow. Subhanallah.
Which is the world's smallest handcuff?
Which is the world's smallest handcuff?
Gee.
Shoo, what a question. Anyone knows the answer, listeners of Markaz Sahaba? Sister Farida from Maputo, Sister Arifa from Binoni, Brother Ahmed from Boysons. Yes. Anyone, the listeners in UK, I see they're listening as well. Which is the world's smallest handcuff? I'm thinking, Ustad. Which is the smallest world handcuff? Ustad, are you talking handcuff? Those handcuffs that the police they use?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay, we'll wait to hear from the listeners, inshallah, Ustad. 0847-863-13. Ustad, you want to give them a clue?
No. Let your mind run a bit, Mulana.
All right, okay. Sister Zahira is there. Sister Farida is here. Sister Nazrin Gogawala is here. Sister Arifa is here. Sister Razia Muhammad from Uberport, mashallah. All are tuning and listening. Which is the world's smallest handcuffed? 0847863132. 0847863132.
Gustad. Should I give them the answer, Mulana?
No. Don't give them the answer. I see they're all trying. Don't give them that. They say, okay, give us time, Mulana Salim Karim. The son from Overport.
No problem, inshallah.
G.
We'll do that.
G. Ustad, you want to start with that question that sister says regarding the durood every year? Is it the same, G?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. As I said, there are thousands and thousands of durood written in the praise of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. And the most famous and the most, I will say, accepted durood is durood Ibrahim, which came directly from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. A similar question was asked to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam by a sahabi who said, Ya Rasulullah, I devote, you know, quarter of my time sending durood and salam upon you. Should I increase it? Rasulullah said, Zid. Go ahead and increase it. After a while, he comes back and says, Ya Rasulullah, I've increased it to half. Should I increase and go further? Rasulullah said, Zid. go further and read it more. He comes back, he says, Ya Rasulullah, if 3/4 of it, of my time I've devoted to durood, should I increase? And he said, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fazid, carry on, read more. Finally, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to devote all my time reciting durood upon you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that is it, then Allah will take away all your difficulty and hardships in the world. So it's left to you. That's why the ulama-i kiram said, minimum is 300 durood. Gee, some read 3,000 durood. Some of us read 10,000 durood a day. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin afdala salawatik. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin afdala salawatik. My kiram said, whoever shall read this durood, Allah will give them the reward of 10,000 duroods. So the sister asked the question, whichever year, the more durood you shall read, the more Allah will grant you favors. The more Allah will make your life easy. Allah will open the doors of rizq. Allah will give you sukuni qalb. Allah will give you rahmah and mercy in your children. Allah will bring ruhaniyat and spirituality in your home. Whatever taklif, Allah will protect you from sicknesses. Allah will protect you from calamities. Allah Ta'ala will protect you from so many things. So your love, you know, when you love somebody, keep taking the person's name. You know, Layla and Majnu is a famous, you know, discussion that comes about when you talk about love and ishq. Every time he would be saying, Layla, Layla, Layla. So the king of the Zamana said, you know what? I want to see who is this Layla. This Majnu here is so crazy. Everything is Layla. He's writing Layla on the wall. On the shore, he's writing Layla. Wherever it is, he's writing Layla, Layla, Layla. So the king said, I want to see who this woman is. That this person is so crazy. So when she was brought, she was an Abyssinian lady, dark in complexion. So the king said to Majnu, is this whom you are dying for, Layla? I don't see any beauty in her. So Majnu said to the king, I'm sorry. You are looking at her with your eyes. If you look at her with my set of eyes, she is the most beautiful personality in the world.
Shoo, 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 shoo. Subhanallah.
You're looking at her with your eyes. Mana, what you like is different to what I like. Nazar apni apni. Mana, each one of us, our choices are different. Pasan apna apna. What is good for you, Maulana, may be not good for me. Nazar apni apni. Maulana, we, each one of us look at things totally differently. For you, what is beautiful, maybe for me, it is ugly.
Yes, Ustad. True. See?
So somebody said it nicely. Nazar apni apni. Each one of us have got a different dimension. Pasan apna apna. You may like dal and rice, Mulana, or I like mutton curry and rice. Which one you like?
that was coming. But it's so true. It's true. Very true, Ustad. Very true what you're saying.
So what I'm saying, Mulana, is that the amount of love you have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا تَقَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ Mulana, sometimes you hear this Qawwali singer. Or these singers. They keep repeating the same words. Or the nasheed artist will repeat, which he thinks will captivate and inshallah touch the heart of the listener. He'll keep repeating it over and over and over. And you'll hear this word, ki dubara irshad. You know, you have the people who come and say poetry without music. They just read, like Allama Iqbal in them, just to say such beautiful poetry. So when you want to enjoy those words again, because it's touching your heart, you say, Dubara Irshad. Can you please repeat again? So, somebody asked this question, how would I know that Allah has accepted my zikr? I'm saying every day, Allahu, Allahu, Allahu,
Allahu. Allahu Akbar.
I'm just rattling and I'm repeating over and over and again. How do I know Allah has accepted my zikr? Ulama-i Kiram said, the mere fact that Allah gave you the opportunity to say Allah the second time, Allah has accepted your zikr. So to answer the sister, inshaAllah, that's why Ulama-i Kiram said, minimum amount of durood should be at least 300 to 3,000. And there are many, many people who read more than 3,000. Some of them take it to 10,000.
Allahu Akbar.
Take it to 20,000.
Allahu Akbar.
It depends on the time and the devotion that they have.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, somebody is saying, which is the world's smallest handcuff? Somebody says ego. Somebody says, let me see. It says, okay, give us a clue. Okay, Sister Shamim from Durban, she's got it right. I think so. Sister Nazrin Gogawala got it right. I think so. Sister Razia Muhammad, no, she got it wrong. Sister Farina from Verlam as well. I think she's got it right. Nazrin Gogawala got it right as well. This one says, is it... okay, so Ustad, I don't know. Should I say the answer? Farida Muput also got it wrong. They're all saying, Ustad, wedding ring. Yes, no.
Gee, they got it right, Mona. So you're in trouble. You have to give like 4 sets out. I can't help it. Sorry.
I'm going to give the first one that got it right, Ustad.
The person who gave it the first answer, Mona, whoever came first, Mona, I think preferably should give it to them.
Yeah, sister,
because
yeah.
The others had time to quickly go and Google it.
Yes, correct, Ustad. Correct, 101%, 101%.
It makes a lot of sense, Mona. It's just that, you know, though it's got nothing to do about Islam, you know, giving a wedding ring, this is neither a sunnah nor a mustahab nor anything. It's just a formality to say that you are secure. Mona, I never wore a ring. Now, if I don't wear a ring, they think I'm available, Mona.
Subhanallah.
It's a sign to say that today when you are married also, you're making zina. See? As you mentioned, certain incidents, Mulana. Married, people are still committing zina.
Very sad, Ustad. Very, very sad.
It's so sad. People of, you know, of stature.
High caliber, gee, Ustad.
High caliber, and this is what's happening in society, Mulana. So that ring means nothing. When I get angry with my wife, I take the ring out and I throw it. That's the value of it. So well said. Yeah, when you put that wedding ring, in other words, it's like a handcuff now. You are my property. You're going nowhere.
Ustad, you're talking of the wedding ring. The sister says, my New Year resolutions is to stop brushing the toilet with Habib's truth brush when he puts me off. Are you listening, Ustad? To stop brushing the toilet with Habib's truth. I don't know what truth is it. Maybe she caught him. I don't know, whatever, Ustad. Brush when he puts me off, Ustad.
Allahu Akbar, Mawlana. It's well said here, you know. Our wedding was many years ago. The celebration continues to this day. It shows, Mulana, there is some problem in this relationship because the wife is upset. You know, and she's really upset, and we need to get to the bottom of it. Maybe she wants to say something to us, Mulana, or maybe some nasihat, because this is, you know, a resolution. It doesn't look practical because it shows that she's angry, she's upset. If there is something between husband and wife, they need to resolve this. In fact, she should say that no, that I love you for the sake of Allah.
Oh, Ustad.
And I'll try to be a good husband, or I'll try to be a good wife. That should be the first resolution.
Ustad, listen to this. The same sister. She's listening to you. She says, Mawlana Salim, if you want to know the truth is, he is a bloody humanizer. I caught him in bed 3 times committing zina. Waliyadhu billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ustad. Anonymous sister.
That's exactly what I said, Mawlana. There's something wrong in the marriage for her to stoop to that level to say that I'll use his toothbrush to clean the toilet. Okay? Right. We don't have to be so nasty. As I said to you, they need counseling. Maybe the husband needs counseling. Maybe she needs help, inshallah. The wazifa that maybe we should give her to read, number one, Ya Latifu and Ya Wadudu 100 times. Get up at the Tahajjud time. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, protect my husband from zina. Allah protect his private parts. Allah Ta'ala give him hidayat. Allah Ta'ala make him chaste. You know, we have to get up at the Hajj time and cry to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We made this choice to marry this person.
So Ustad, how are you going to help her? What's her New Year resolution? She wants something different now, Ustad. I mean, you posed a question. You said, what's your new resolutions have we made for the Islamic year 1441? Now she wants something different, Ustad. So what are you going to tell her?
Okay, Mawlana, first and foremost, the first resolution is that I'm going to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She should talk to the husband.
Yes, correct.
Mawlana, they should sit down together. This is a resolution. I've seen you do all the haram and wrong. I've forgiven you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. can you hold my hand and let's make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala to make this marriage more successful so that we could lead a peaceful life. There could be rahat and sukoon and barakat. As it is, by you committing zina, there is bay barakati in this home. There is no love. There is no respect. There is no barakah in whatever we are earning. You are putting me at high risk by sleeping around. Tomorrow you're going to be sleeping with me after coming from haram activities. I can get sick and die. So I'm not going to stick this nonsense of yours. You need to get the ulama involved, some social workers, inshallah, to try and get this husband to sit down around the table and inshallah al-Aziz to take a firm pledge from him for him not to repeat these types of activities.
Ustad, before we go to the next question, you know, I'm sitting and wondering, Ustad, that the topic you chose, what resolutions have we made for the new Islamic year 1441? Ustad, when are we going to stop this, the word guna, the word sin? You know, I don't know, Ustad. I mean, the man, come on, can't he think for himself, Ustad? I mean, the first time, okay, it's understandable. Second time, third time, Ustad. Come on, Ustad. There are sisters out there who, I don't know. I see somebody send a message, tell Molana, my new year resolution is going to be to make sabr. Allahu Akbar.
Molana, Allah Ta'ala, give that sister ajri azim. You know, sabr is as sabru diyaun Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Sabr is a beautiful light. Inshallah, as-sabru inda sadmatil ula. Allah will tremendously reward you at the point of impact. You make sabr. But Murana, this type of activity where the man thinks that he is, you know, like Fir'aun, nobody can ask him a question and nobody can do anything to him. But he forgets that Allah ki lati mein awaz nahi hoti hai.
Haq, Ustad.
He must not think that nothing is happening to him, so he's safe and sound. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reprimand him and punish him, then it will be too late for him. As somebody said it very nicely, Main khamosh hu. To bas tumhari khushi ke liye. I'm silent. I'm just trying to keep the peace. Ye mat samajna ki mera dil nahi dukhta hai. Don't think that you're not hurting me. See, look at what a beautiful saying in Urdu. Main khamosh hu. I'm watching what you are doing. Allah is watching. Forget me. Allah is watching what you are doing. Main khamosh hu. Tumhari khushi ke liye. I'm just trying to keep the peace. See? Why? Ye mat samajna. Don't ever think. Mera dil nahi dukhta hai. My heart is not paining.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
It's hurting me. So may Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says that my new year resolution, Molana Salim, is to find a good pious spouse. Inshallah, ameen. But it's just not coming.
Allah Ta'ala grants it. That's exactly a great sawab, inshallah, al-Aziz. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised help and nusrat to three people. From amongst the three is a person who intends to make nikah. Inshallah, wonderful resolution. And I said to you on Saturday, Murana, the longest nikah, the longest ibadat in the world is nikah. From the time you make a niyat, this person has made the resolution, Allah has already written sawab for him. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. So a wonderful resolution that he wants to find a naked partner. Yes, tunkahul mar'u li arba'in. Let's give him a guideline. That if you're looking for a partner, look for four qualities. You either marry her because of her wealth, you marry her because of her beauty, you marry her because of the nobility of her family, or you marry her because of her deen. Fasfar bizatid deen. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, look at deen, look at akhlaq. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you afiyat.
The sister says here from Overport, he deserves it. How sad for that sister of her husband doing that. He needs to be clobbered. Sabr, sabr, sabr. How much can a woman make sabr? Honorable, respected Mulana Salim Kareem. Ustad.
As I always say, Mulana, this is a mistake we make. We need to take it head on. We need ulama to come in here. We need social workers to come in here. We need some sort of authority, Mulana. Nobody can just get away with murder of this type of activity and say, nobody can do me sweet nothing. This is, you know, ananiyat. Again, it's your ego. I'll do as I want. I am not answerable to anybody. Allah Ta'ala, you know, when you guna ko kamal samajhti hai, it's so sad that you commit guna and sin. and you still think that I'm doing a great thing. This is the worst form of jihalat. No, no, you're destroying a family. You're hurting somebody. You're bringing bay barakati in your home. Allahu Akbar. That brother needs help. I don't know, maybe Murad's sister could give a number to you, inshallah. We could give her some advice off air, inshallah.
Ji, I do have a number, yeah, Ustad. I do have a number.
Ji, kisi ka dil khush karna. And the person's heart that you must make happy is your wife. Kisi ka dil khush karna Haji Akbar hai. It's like Haji Akbar, Mulana. Haji Akbar means what? That Hajj Arafat is on a Friday.
Indeed,
because
indeed.
Yomul Jum'ah plus Yomul Arafah is, you call it Haji Akbar. So kisi ka dil khush karna, to make somebody's heart happy, Haji Akbar hai. Aur hazaro kaabu se ek dil behtar hai.
Yes.
You can have many kaabas.
Haq.
But a heart, which is in the zikr of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, you're bringing joy and happiness for somebody, and who else it can be but your wife. So that should be, I think, the resolution. Allah Ta'ala, help this sister. Maybe they need to see a counselor, or maybe, inshallah, the ulama, he should make bayat with some sheikh.
You know,
he should go.
Ustad, they say,
he should look for some spiritual guidance.
Ustad, they say that normally when you interfere with a sister, remember all the other sisters, they get together and they stand. You know, I see all the sisters are fighting now this evening. Everyone is sending a message regarding that sister that she's going through, catching her husband in bed, not the first, not the second, the third time. One says here, tell Mulana Salim, no, the sister should make dua for the other sister that's committing the zina and committing haram. And this one says, Mulana Salim Karim, please, you need to advise the men folk out there. There are so many married men. As the years are going, they are still doing the wrong. Whether you're speaking about resolutions or not, new resolutions or what have we made for the new Islamic year, they are still the same. You know, this is another sister who starts from Azadville. G.
Mulana, I understand the pain of our sisters. I mean, al-jinsu yamilu ila al-jins. You know what they're saying? Birds of a feather flock together. I can understand the solidarity of the sisters because some of them are feeling the pain. Some of them maybe are going through the similar situation like the sister is going. Mulana, all I'm going to say, there's nothing better than dua. I'll give you an example of a young man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For everything, we have an example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did Rasulullah deal with certain types of situations? So a young man comes to Rasulullah and he says, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit zina.
Sure.
Straight. Sahaba ikram up in arms. How dare this man ask this question to Rasulullah? Sahaba ikram, Rasulullah said to them, sit down. He called the young man to sit right next to him. Rasulullah's knees are touching his knees. That's how close Rasulullah asked him to come and sit. What's the question? Give me permission to commit zina. And who is he asking? Rasulullah. Where is he asking it? In the masjid. In the presence of who? Sahaba ikram. Guess what was Rasulullah's reaction? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the young man, do you have a mother? Then he said, Jiya Rasulullah, I have a mother. Would you like somebody to commit zina with your mother? He says, no. Do you have an aunt? Would you love somebody to commit zina with your aunt? He says, no. Do you have a sister? Would you love somebody to commit zina with your sister? He says, no. Like this, Rasulullah took him and asked him over and over the same question.
Mm.
So in the end, Rasulullah said to him, if you're going to commit zina, it is somebody's mother, it's somebody's daughter, it's somebody's sister, it's somebody's aunt. How you don't wish it for any one of your family members, how could you go and commit zina with somebody? And then Rasulullah put his hand on this young man's heart and gave him a dua. Allahumma tahhir qalbahu. O Allah, cleanse this young man's heart from all the evil thoughts. Wa ahsin farjahu. And O Allah, protect his private parts. So, there's nothing better than dua. What did Rasulullah do? He didn't hit this old young man. Rasulullah did not punish him. Rasulullah made a dua. So I'm saying to the sister, one of the ways, inshallah, to make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah protect my husband from zina. Wallah, look, protect his private part. And if he still continues to commit zina and adultery, then she has the right to say, I'm sorry, I'm not prepared to share the bed with you. I'm not prepared to get sick. I'm not prepared to get infected. And I do not want you to come here, napak, and sleep on this park bed on which I make my zikr and I make my dua to Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
She has the right to say that.
25 minutes to 10. You are tuning and listening to the discussion. The listeners are saying, you're right. If it was me, Maulana Salim, I would have given them both a good hiding. That's one. This one says, Maulana should give lectures about divorced women and men taking advantage of them. That's two. This one says, it says, it's so sad what's happening around the Ummah, Maulana Salim Karim. This one says, my heart bleeds. Maulana Salim Karim, Allahu Akbar. But anyway, Ustad, let's go to the next question. The next question. Somebody says, Ustad, I don't know how you're going to help this sister. The sister, she's putting 2, 3, 4 sad faces. And her name is Sister Firoza. And she says, my new resolutions that I have made for the new Islamic year, 1441, Ustad, is to lose weight. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, do you think that's a good thing? I mean, she wants to lose weight, Ustaz. I don't know. I'm asking, Ustaz.
Manana, in any case, MashaAllah, Manana, you have to look. The Surah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will be careless about two issues.
Indeed. Indeed.
One is about quality time. And number two is about their health.
Yes.
Manana, you are what you eat.
Say it again, Ustad. You are what you?
What you eat. You are what you eat. It's the same. But Mulana, sometimes the genes of an individual, of that particular family, Mulana, everybody is big in size.
No way, Ustad. I disagree with you. Really?
You disagree with me. Okay. We agree to disagree.
Okay.
Mulana, there are certain families, mashallah, everybody is tall in that family.
Uh-huh.
In some families, everybody is short. In some families, mashallah, everybody is short and plumpy.
Uh-huh.
It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Because of health. We don't know what's wrong with the body. No, we can't judge anybody because they are, I would say, hefty. It doesn't mean that they overeat or they overindulge or they're obese. If some of them are, yes, we can understand that. But generally, Rana, everybody in their own way and figure and shape, alhamdulillah, a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if she's taken this resolution to better her health, alhamdulillah, if you got health, you got everything. You got wealth, Munara. So if her resolution is to lose weight, alhamdulillah, her niyat must be that I'm losing weight so I can make more zikr, I can read more nafil namaz, I can save I can help and serve humanity, I can do a lot of things, inshaAllah, al-Aziz, subhanallah. Then all that effort that she's going to do to lose weight will be regarded as ibadat. Apni adat ko ibadat bana do. Make all your habits into ibadat by making a niyat. Allah, whatever I want to achieve, whatever resolution I'm trying to make, Allah, I'm going to turn it into ibadat. So the sister is saying she wants to lose weight. Alhamdulillah. Noorun ala noor.
I think maybe perhaps we should ask all the other sisters out there, maybe inshallah, maybe to give us some input or to give her a push. You know, because some people are down and negative in life, Ustad. Maybe she's trying to lose weight. I see somebody is debating with Maulana Salim from Zak Park. He says, yeah, Maulana Salim Karim, you are saying that maybe sometimes they plumpy or sometimes all of them are tall, sometimes all of them are short. Am I right, Ustad? So the sister says, yeah, then what happens if my husband is having an affair and sleeping with every woman, that means also that's in the genes in the family. So it means the father also was sleeping, the great grandfather was sleeping. No.
We all are responsible for our own.
Yes, Ustad, yes.
No, we all are responsible for our own sins. That we can't put the blame on the. We're talking about health issues here, Mara. We're talking about the sister. As I said to you, that each and every individual is built different. When you are born, Mulana, each of us are different. The point here is the sister made the right resolution? So I'm saying, yes, she made the right resolution with the right niyat. I don't want to lose weight because I want to become a model. I want to show my body. I want to show my figure. No. She must make niyat, alhamdulillah, if I lose weight, I'll be more fit. I will be more active, inshallah, to do Allah's work. Subhanallah. Then that's ibadat, Mawlana Sawab.
Ustad, you have to listen to this question. Allah Akbar. You know, when I tell you, Ustad, the messages are coming in 0847863132. You don't believe me. Wallahi, I'm taking Allah's name. Listen to this, brother, Ustad. I'm not going to give the brother's name, and I'm not going to say from which places, right? It says here, my wife made me type this message, Mawlana Salim and Mawlana Arafat. This coming year, 1441, I will stop all contact with my sugar baby.
Subhanallah.
Astaghfirullah,
okay.
Ya Allah.
Okay,
right,
okay.
Mm.
Sure.
You see, so this is the question. It says that my wife made me type out this message. I will stop this coming year. I will stop all contact with my sugar baby. Because Ustad, you pose a question what resolutions have we made for the new Islamic year? So Ustad, there are many, many people out there that they want to change.
Mawlana, the biggest thing is that you've got to acknowledge your guna.
Yes, Ustad. Correct.
You know, the brother is, okay, though the wife made him type it, he's acknowledging his mistake.
Exactly, Ustad. 100%.
He's helping him, inshallah. وَتَعَاوَنُوا
عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى.
Help each other in doing good and promoting good. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't help each other in promoting guna and animosity, Mawlana. So alhamdulillah, Allah reward the sister that maybe they're making a resolution. He's acknowledging his mistake, inshallah. He's trying to better his life. So let's encourage him. Excellent resolution, Mawlana.
Subhanallah.
It's giving up zina. Alhamdulillah, there'll be rahat and barakat in his house.
Sugar baby, stop it, my beloved brother, wherever you are. Love your wife, hug your wife, kiss your wife, wash your wife's legs in white milk, you know. Wherever you are, you know, it's nice to pour your heart out this beautiful Thursday evening on our program, The Discussion. Somebody says, Mawlana Salim, let me tell you how a woman thinks. She can take poverty, she can take abuse, no holiday, but when it comes to infidelity, no, that is very demeaning to a woman, very heartbreaking. Not after we give them our whole lives. And of course, our youth. Ustad, anonymous sister from Durban.
Al-khabithatu lil-khabithina wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. Wat-tayyibatu lil-tayyibina wat-tayyibuna lil-tayyibat. Ulaika mubarrawuna mimma yakulun. لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Wanna make the best choice of your wife,
Fasbar
bizati deen. May Allah Ta'ala protect the marriages of our ummah. May Allah Ta'ala bring ikhlas in us. Allah Ta'ala bring modesty in us. Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitani ma zahara minha wa ma batan. So many types of fitna, Mawlana, in society. And the sad part of it, Mawlana, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied that zina will become the order of the day.
Beshak.
It's happening in good homes, not only in homes where there's no deen and salah. Mawlana, it's happening in pious homes. Pious individual, learned people. Allah must protect the ummah and everybody from zina. The nuhusat and curse of zina. And what is going to be the curse of zina, Mawlana? Such types of death will happen in society that you cannot even think of. Mawlana, look at the types of murder. Look at the types of mutilation of the body that happens.
Sure.
Look at the types of sicknesses. All Allah Ta'ala stops rain because somebody is committing zina. And this is a prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, people will make zina openly, Mawlana. They're not even worried about anybody. Go overseas, they're having a sexual relationship in the park. Open. Go to these nude beaches, Mawlana. We're walking naked. Don't worry about anybody. Do what you want. Fuhush. Allah protect Muslim Ummah. يبيه قد شرم من حياة إذا فاتك الحياة وفق المعشيطة. نبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you don't have a bit of modesty in you, then you're worse than an animal. Do as you want. So may Allah Ta'ala protect our mothers and sisters. Allah protect our men folk also. May Allah Ta'ala make qadr, give us tawfiq to make qadr, to value our marriages. Fulfill your conjugal rights, what Allah has made halal for you. Why you want to go for haram? Why cheat on your wife? Allahumma alif bayna kulubina wa aslih zaata baynina. Allahumma alif bayna kulubina. Allah create love between our hearts. Wa aslih zaata baynina. Allah correct us. Make this dua. So yes, Mulana, if you have any more other questions, let's see inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Okay, Ustad, let us go to the next one. I'm just scrolling. Okay, one says, yeah, Ustad, my resolutions that I have made for the new Islamic year 1441 is to travel the world. I just want to travel the world. I want to see each and every place before I close my eyes. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Gee, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sumu tasihu. You want good health, then inshallah keep roza. And travel, and inshallah, Allah will give you good health. If your purpose is to see the beauty of Allah, the bounties of Allah, and then you say, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of Allah's bounties can we belie? You're making tadabbur, tafakkur, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So if you want to make a resolution to travel, alhamdulillah, not to go and enjoy yourself. If you're going to admire the ni'mat of Allah, the bounty, the seven wonders in the world. And the eighth wonder is your wife. Mulana, you agree with me?
I agree with you, Ustad.
So the sister is asking that, saying that my resolution is to travel. As long as she travels with a mahram, she travels with a husband. This is Shariat Masla. No use traveling on your own without a mahram. You know, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience in the disobedience of Allah. So if you want to travel, yes, make nikah, inshallah, or travel with your mahram, inshallah, and you want to see the world, do so. But your niyat must be that I want to appreciate the bounties of Allah. I want to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two beautiful advice. If you want good health, sumu, roza rakho, keep roza. See how beautiful health we enjoyed in Ramadan, Murana. All the sickness went away, all the toxins came out of the body. The body itself heals within. Rasulullah loved to keep roza. 13, 14, 15. Every Monday, Rasulullah used to keep roza. Every Thursday, Rasulullah used to keep roza. Why can't we revive the sunnah of Rasulullah? I would say that my resolution, now you're asking me, if you ask me the question, Rana, what's your resolution? My resolution is that I want to revive the lost sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My resolution is that I want to fulfill all my qaza namazas that I have missed. My resolution is I want to keep all my rozas that I haven't kept. My resolution is all the zakat that I haven't paid, I want to pay it. My resolution is I want to make peace with whom I have made war. My resolution is I want to forgive everyone for the pleasure of Allah. And the list goes on. Hum dushmano ko palte hai. We love the enemies. Or dosto ko marte hai. Those who are close to us, we break ties. No. So that's your resolution. Inshallah, the first resolution I want to make is that, oh Allah, with whomsoever I have broken ties, Allah, sil man qata'ak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, wa istu li utammima makarim al akhlaq. Allah ta'ala sent me to better the akhlaq of mankind. How do we do it? Sil man qata'ak. Men ties with those who break ties with you. So many times we have this family feuds, Mulana. We break ties. We haven't been speaking to each other for years. Sil, join, bond, make up. whoever has broken ties, you go first, even if you're 100% right. My brother is wrong, 100%. I'm right, but I'll still go up and say, for the pleasure of Allah, please forgive me. Beg him, cry in front of him. He'll chase you, he'll kick you. No problem. You do your duty and ask so that when you stand in front of Allah Rabbul Alameen, you have a clear heart. Allah, I tried my best. Allah, I did my best. I begged him. No use coming and crying at my janazah. No use coming and crying at the Kabristan. Too late. No use speaking good about me after and gone. Silman qata'ak.
You know, Ustad, it said. I don't know whether I should read it or I should not read it, Ustad. It's very, very sad.
No, read it, Mulana, read it.
Allahu Akbar. There's a girl, I don't know if she needs help, Ustad, but maybe Ustad could contact her if Ustad want to, or maybe, inshallah, she should come forward as well. 15 years old. And she's listening to the program, and she says, respected Mulana Salim, I was physically sexual harassed with my uncle. Are you listening, Ustad? With my Allah. Uncle. My resolutions for the new Islamic year is that he must die, or he must meet up in a car accident, or he must get shot. No one believed me, Mulana Salim Karim, because he's got a lot of money. Now, Ustad, what? Allahu Akbar.
Mulana, this is despicable. Can't even find the word. You know, an uncle supposed to be like in the position of a father. Mulana, every father is protected of his daughter. Anybody that can protect a daughter is a father, Mulana. And here is an uncle who molests his niece. This, whoever this man is, should be exposed.
100%.
If he could do it with her, probably he would do it to the other members of the family. Sometimes you have to name and shame people. Not because you want to spread fitna, no. It will be a lesson. You see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak says in the Quran, when a person commits a zina and you catch them red-handed, if they are married, they should be stoned to death. The person is brought into an open field and the four witnesses who saw them commit zina, the exact act, they will be the first one to stone in the presence of the entire congregation. For what? It will be an ibrat. It will be a lesson for the whole world to learn.
Shoo. Astaghfirullah.
This is how, unfortunately, Mulana, they get away with murder. As you said, he's got money, he'll cover up, and it's his word against the girl's word. Do you understand what I'm saying? 9 out of 10.
But Ustad, what's wrong with us, Ustad? Ustad, help me out. What's
in a Muslim, Mulana, you cannot believe this is happening in our community.
Yalla, astaghfirullah.
Zina has become the honor of... That is why, Mulana, the fitna of media and internet.
Yes. Haq.
I want to give, I saw a beautiful wazifa. That before you open the computer, using the internet for a lot of things, your banking or checking up, whatever it is, but you always get tempted by some of the sites. The fitna of media and internet, recite. Ya Salamu 11 times and Ya Hafizu 11 times. Allah protect my eyes and protect my thoughts. If anything has to come up on the screen that is inappropriate, I should shut it down immediately. Ask Allah to protect your iman, your thoughts. Today, a small child has got a phone. 6-year-old, 3-year-old, 5-year-old. They know how to use the internet. I don't even know so well. Lana, to kisi Allah wale ne kaha that before you open the computer to look at social media and internet, recite Ya Salamu Allah, you are the best protector. Ya Hafizu Allah, Ya Salamu Allah, you are peace. Ya Hafizu Allah, you are the protector. Allah, protect my iman, protect my thoughts, protect everything.
Ya Allah, it said, Ustad, it said. I see the son says...
That young girl, Mulana, she should either speak to her parents...
Yes, Ustad.
...speak to a muallima or speak to a social worker. She needs help, Mulana. She'll become suicidal, she'll become withdrawn, and a beautiful rose. This is what this man did, Mulana. He took a beautiful rose and squashed it.
But it's Han Solo stuff, because she came out with it and nobody wants to believe her. That's very Han Solo. Somebody says, yeah, Molana, tell Molana Salim Karim he's a psychopath. This one says, I don't blame her for cursing him. Oh, ya Allah.
Molana, she should go to the child protection unit. Wallahul Azeem, this is Women's Month. I think August is Women's Month. The whole country is celebrating the rights of women and the abuse of women and everything. Molana, she has a voice. Somebody needs to coach her. Somebody needs to help her. And the only people who can do that is her parent. They should stand for this daughter. Yes, it should be done discreetly, as I'm saying. Don't make a big story about it. It should be done discreetly.
Yes.
But he should be brought to book.
I'll expose him, Ustad. If you're asking me, I will definitely expose him. I mean, tomorrow it could be my child, your daughter, Ustad, your niece. I mean, come
on. You can't trust anybody. Onana, today you cannot trust anybody. This is, I'm making an appeal to our mothers and parents. Allah's sake, don't send your masoom children to sleep over at other people's home, whether it's your brother's home, whether it's your sister's home. Onana, why did Rasulullah tell you Alhamu mautun?
Alhamul mautun.
The brother-in-law is dead. How can the brother-in-law be dead? Molana, your brother, you love him to bits. He loves you to bits. Do you ever think that my brother will do anything to hurt me? No. Normal thinking, Molana.
No, definitely, Ustad.
He'll stand for me. He'll kill for me, Molana.
Indeed.
My brother, my blood. But see what Rasulullah said. Look at the foresight.
Sure.
The greatest fitna maker is shaitan. You cannot leave a male and a female ghair mahrams together. Shaitan will make sure that zina will take place. And I said this to you, Mulana, last time also on our radio show, that in today's zamana, ulama and fuqaha ask the muftiyani kiram, yes, as a father, I can kiss my daughter. Kiss her on the forehead. Adab. But today, there's so much of fitna, Molana. My young daughter. My feelings can change. We're living in such a fitna.
Astaghfirullah,
Ustad. And such a filthy world, Molana. That in 1 minute, shaitan can change my mind. So it's better, inshaAllah, even if it's your mahram, see, make musafaha. And if you have to kiss them on the forehead.
3 minutes to 10. I see everybody wants the podcast of the discussion this evening. Of course, the topic is, what resolutions have I made for the new Islamic year 1441? Ustad, you have to listen to this one here. This is a youngster all the way from Kimberley. And he's saying that my mother Zainab told me to type this message. Subhanallah. You want to listen to the question, Ustad?
It was a ummah, a lesson, Molana.
Allah, he's saying, my mommy Zainab from Kimberley made me type this message. My resolution is to stop smoking Zol, to stop smoking weed, to stop smoking drugs. Allahu Akbar, Ustad.
SubhanAllah, Molana, this is another big fitna. What drugs have done to the ummah and to our community in the last 20 years is absolutely frightening. Small children, fathers are giving them the cigarette to light it. Liquor to drink. We go to the casino, haram places. Imagine you die in a casino. Imagine you die in a cinema hall. See? How will your soul come out?
Sure.
Just look at insan, how he thinks, some of us. But he will go there and ask the person at the tea room or at the restaurant, is your food halal? I'm standing in a haram place, came to do haram things, but I'm asking the person, the food halal? Yeah. That's how low our iman is gone.
Astaghfirullah.
MashaAllah. That's the resolution, that I won't be doing drugs anymore. I will make tawbah. I will seek help. I will go to a rehab. I will make bayat with the sheikh. I will sit in the company of alims. I'll look for good friends. I'll have my conscience all the time with me that Allah Ta'ala is watching over me. Alhamdulillah. But this has become a virus that has infected most of our families. Good families, medium families, poor families. There is no restriction. It's got no boundaries. It's destroying the ummah. It's a slow cancer. People's houses are sold. People's cars are sold. You have the drug lords coming to the house, the kidnapping the family members, killing the family members. Just one time, one pull. And you pull down your whole life.
Astaghfirullah, ya Allah.
May Allah Ta'ala protect the ummah from all the vices. And an excellent resolution for the moment you to ask the young man to type this out. So Mawlana, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. I'm saying our promise to Allah, our resolution, that we will fulfill Allah's rights and man's rights. One, we will become sincere Muslims. Two, we will stay united. Three,
Ameen.
We will earn halal rozi. Ameen. About resolution for the new year. Number five, we will abstain from spending lavishly. Number six, we will abstain from all minor and major sins. Number seven, we will not oppress or allow anyone to oppress us. Number eight, we will enjoin good and forbid the wrong. And the ninth one, we will make sabr if we have to go through tests. And the philosophy of this new year will be to please Allah, to show the world the power of unity, and when Muslims meet for peace and prayer, Allah's mercy descends and du'as are accepted. So that's our resolution as the ummah at large, that Allah Ta'ala unite the Muslims, protect the Muslims, and individually we have to make islah of ourselves, sit in the company of the pious, make istighfar, make tawbah, better our lives, and inshallah protect our iman and protect our children and protect our society.
I see the questions are still coming in. Somebody says, tell Mawlana, let me tell you Mawlana Salim, the men sleep with their wives' sisters. That's one. Okay. The other one says here, please, listeners out there, listen to Mawlana Salim and Mawlana Hatia. Don't commit zina. Okay, that's two. This one says here, Mawlana Salim, my resolution that I have made for the new Islamic year 1441 is, listen to this one, Ustad, I want to propose to the girl next door. Wow.
Just love your neighbor, but don't love his wife. Yeah.
Subhanallah. Ustad, I see everyone. Wait, Ustad, wait, before we leave, wait, hold on. I have to read those messages. Somebody says here, okay. This is from Cape Town, listening to you. Mawlana Salim, my resolution that I have made for the new Islamic year is no more clubbing. Wow, that's a good one, Ustad.
Inshallah, excellent. Allah Ta'ala give him tawfiq.
Ameen.
And strengthen his iman, inshallah. Excellent resolution.
Ameen. This one says, Mawlana Salim, my dream is to become a Hafiz, but listen. My dream is to become a Hafiz, but I am so old and rusty. What do I do? That's my new resolution, Ustad.
Tell him to read, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Inshallah, Allah will strengthen his memory and he must abstain from gunas. And by heart, make door of the Quran every day. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make him a good Hafiz.
Somebody says here from Mayfair, it says, Mawlana Salim Karim, my new resolution that I made for new Islamic year 1441 is, I want to take a second wife, but I'm afraid of telling my wife. I hope my wife accepts it. That's my resolution.
Okay, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana. Look, if he wants to save himself from zina, Mawlana, we can't stop him. As I said, but he must be also prepared to make the sacrifices and do what Allah wants him to do. And that is to exercise equality and justice. But if he doesn't have the strength, then for Allah's sake, be happy with one. It's difficult, Mawlana. It's not easy, I can tell you that. To be a second wife is a real, real sacrifice.
Hey, well, anyway, we will have to leave it there. A lot of people are giving their input. Somebody says here, tell Maulana Salim, my new resolution for that I have made for the new Islamic year is I will try not to cheat on my wife. That's one listener from Pretoria. This one says, mashallah. This one says from Roshni, Ustad, my new resolution that I have made for the new Islamic year 1441, I want to be more spiritual, like you, Maulana Salim Karim, anonymous sister, Ustad.
Allah Ta'ala grant us all afiyat and grant us spirituality. And Maulana, for the men here, this advice. Maulana, you want to listen?
Ji, Ustad.
Your job as a man is to make sure that she does not need another man. Allahu Akbar. Your job as a man, well, let's put it, your job as a husband is to make sure that she does not need another man. Allahu Akbar. If inshallah, if we could make this happen for our wives, there's no need for them to commit wrong and vice versa. If we look after our husbands also, marriage is a two-way street. If we fulfill each other's rights, we talk to each other, we communicate with each other, we learn to forgive, we learn to sacrifice, I'm sure our marriages can be a blessing.
Subhanallah. I mean, inshallah, Ustad. Ustad, let us leave it, inshallah, of course. And next week, Thursday, we will be back again, inshallah, with a different topic, of course. It's 6 minutes after 10. Should I ask one for the road, Ustad?
Well, it's difficult. It's a beautiful saying. I want to end it here with it. Open your hand if you want to be held. Open your hands. And that's what we should do for our wives, Maulana. Open our arms, inshallah. Hug them. Make dua for them and appreciate them and thank them for being such beautiful wives and mothers for our children.
Ustad,
تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.
Ustad, before you leave us, your Jumu'ah program tomorrow, inshallah, where will you be? Where will you be giving the bayan, Ustad?
Inshallah, at Orient School in Durban, Maulana.
Okay, so you will be in Orient School, Ustad. I will be in Durban as well. I've got a Jumu'ah bayan in Durban, Masjidur Rahman. That's in 131 Kenneth Kaunda Road, Durban North. I think it's...
After Jumu'ah, both of us are going deep sleep. We need de-stress, Maulana.
I need it.
Inshallah.
I need to catch a shark, Ustad. I need to catch a shark.
Inshallah. I'm sure there are brothers here who are masters with the ski boats. Inshallah, we can go with them.
No, Ustad.
Otherwise, we may not return. There are big sharks there also.
You're right. There are many sharks out there. Anyway, Ustad, jazakumullah khair. Ameen wa ahsanul jaza. We will be seeing you, inshallah, next week, Tuesday on Tokyo Heart Out, Ustad.
JazakAllah Maulana, shukran, barakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, damat barakatuhum, all the way from Lady Smith. I will be loving you and leaving you, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners. I want to thank all those listeners who are tuning and listening attentively to the discussion on this beautiful Thursday evening. Have a beautiful sleep. Beautiful sleep. Don't stress. Don't think a lot. Just say, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. And tomorrow morning, as-safinatu ila al-jannah. From myself, Brother Lokolu, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, as always, Allahumma hadina wa hadibina wa hadina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.